circuses, flying chandeliers, and even music in cemeteries. This is a big week for unusual and unlikely performances. WHYY's Jen Kinney is here to talk about them. She curates our new Things to Do section at WHYY.org. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Tom. I've got a question for you. What is this sound?
Maybe a harp?
Close, not quite. It's a theremin. That was a recording of the New York Theremin Society. That's an electronic instrument that's played without ever being touched. The performer waves their hands between two antennae, and the theremin produces that ethereal, otherworldly kind of sound we just heard. It's pretty haunting, so it's fitting that you can see the theremin in action this Saturday at Laurel Hill Cemetery. The Divine Hand Ensemble, who are known for their hypnotic sound, we'll be playing music among the crypts, with not only a theremin, but also a full-string quartet, two harps, a glockenspiel, and more.
That sounds beautiful and maybe a little spooky. Any other performances more in the land of the living?
Yeah, this is actually a perfect weekend to catch a show. The Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts starts tonight, and it runs through June 10th. They've got offbeat performances happening almost every day. Right down from the Schuylkill, from Laurel Hill Cemetery, actually, the French circus troupe Trance Express will be whipping up a dance party that involves aerial performers, acrobats, and a brass band suspended over the audience in a massive chandelier. I actually got to go up in the chandelier earlier this week, and it was really stunning. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see them in action.
That's a lot on the performance front. What else is going on? Maybe something on the cheap or free?
There's the Philly Art Books Fair this weekend at the 23rd Street Armory. That's free. You can peruse books of photography and art and catch a free artist lecture. One of my favorite photographers will actually be there, Richard Rinaldi. He's giving a talk on Saturday. He has this great ongoing series where he photographs strangers posing together in a way that they look like they've known each other forever. There will also be book signings by local photographers like Jeffrey Stockbridge and Salim Ahmed. The Philly Latino Film Festival also opens tonight. The show is free in the City Hall courtyard. Several short films and a performance are happening. And the festival runs throughout the weekend with some very timely films about DACA recipients, Puerto Rican towns recovering from Hurricane Maria, and a lot more. Besides tonight's free screenings, the rest of the screenings are $12 a pop.
And if you're looking for something to do with the family?
Yeah, I've got you on that. First, though, another quiz. What's this sound?
Sounds like some crickets and a bird.
Yep, more precisely, that's an eastern bluebird. The one you just heard is archived in the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, but we have them right here in Philadelphia. And this Saturday, you could learn to identify them as part of the Schuylkill Environmental Center's Nesting Bird Census. Beginning birders will be paired up with experts who'll teach them how to identify birds by sight and sound. But beware, it does start at 6:30 a.m.
Well, we've heard a lot. Anything else?
Just one more show, because I can't not mention it. For all you Prince fans out there, this Sunday at World Cafe Live, you can celebrate what would have been Prince's 60th birthday by catching a screening of Under the Cherry Moon. That's a 1986 musical comedy drama that Prince directed, starred in, and created the soundtrack for.
And where can people find the details and other suggestions for fun?
There's links to everything I've talked about and a lot more, including a guide to Philly Beer Week, online now in our new Things to Do section at WHYY.org.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Tom.